do that. I wonder if the Crushers have any kind of, you know, what's their kind of, you know, workouts, or they just do the, you know, hitting and pitching and running.
And throwing.
Maybe we'll find a little bit out. We've got on the line with us this morning Andy Bulbarch, who's the voice of the Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, we're doing okay. Let's see. I looked on the Crushers site, and, of course, my phone, it's not moving, but it looks like it says 94 days, 10 hours, and so many minutes before the next game. I guess because May 15th is the opening. Are you getting excited, getting set for that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I mean, you know, when you look out the window and you see 3 feet of snow when it's 5 degrees outside, of course, and we're all getting ready and getting excited for that, just because we know that with baseball season comes much better weather. I think we all need that right about now.
Yeah. It's a little different, though, with the Frontier League and how their players are, you know, come together. Where do they go in the off season? What is the happening with the players that eventually become the Lake Erie Crushers in the springtime?
Well, I think with each guy it's different. You know, some guys, they will hang out in the area, and some guys will just kind of get acclimated there. Some guys that go back to their hometowns, they work at baseball academies or baseball schools, and they end up getting hitting lessons, pitching lessons, things like that. That's probably the most common thing that they do. They just go back and do whatever they can to stay in shape and stay fresh. And like I say, a lot of times they'll just give instructions. They do whatever they can to make sure that they're going to be ready, you know, when the next spring rolls around, to make sure they really haven't lost a step, but to make sure they've done nothing but improve and give themselves a better chance. So that's usually what they do. Now, there are some guys that will go back home and they'll just find a job. Primarily, these guys will find jobs really in retail, you know, something where they can work for 6 or 7 months and then leave and then head on back to Avon. So it really kind of depends on the guy, but most of these guys, you know, they'll find jobs where they can go work, do just enough to stay out of trouble, and then, you know, just make sure that physically they're ready to come back when they're called on.
Andy, at what point does the roster begin to take shape?
Well, really, it started to take shape a little bit, maybe about a month or two after the season was over. And they had until the first of the year to try and exercise all of the rights that they had and the players who were still under contract. So, you know, I think right now, if you take a look at the Frontier League website, it'll show you all the transactions that have gone on. And, I mean, there are a lot of moves that have been made since the first of the year, but that's primarily because the guys you want to keep that were still under contract from the previous season, you have until the first of the year to make a move on those guys. So right now, I think some teams will have, you know, probably in excess of 35, 40 guys right now, and they continue to sign guys. So the roster kind of sort of takes shape as far as, you know, the guys that are added to the roster, but I think you won't start to see subtractions probably for a few more months here. Now, the one thing that's going on, and especially in the Frontier League, is the fact that guys are leaving, but it's for a good reason because they've been signed by Major League affiliates. As a matter of fact, the Crushers have had a couple. You know, Brad Duffy was signed by the Orioles a couple of weeks ago, and maybe a few weeks after the season was over, Ryan Hutchison was signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So there's a lot of that goes on, and of course it's a good problem to have because what that means is that, you know, there are a lot of eyes on this league right now. But when you play in the Frontier League, somebody's going to see you and somebody's going to recognize you. So there were, I think, over 30 guys that were signed by Major League affiliates this year, which, of course, is great for all parties involved. So, again, that's really the only subtraction that you might see unless somebody gets signed by a different team and a different independent league around the country. So you don't see guys cutting ties unless, again, they're getting bigger deals somewhere else.
We're talking Lake Erie Crushers baseball, and will manager Chris Mangiardo be back this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, while we're all here, freezing to death, that, you know, watching the snow continue to pile up, Monge is managing over in the California Winter League, where he's enjoying the California sun. So yeah, I'm excited to see Monge again and work with him again. But, you know, right now, he's living a good life out there because he gets 75 degrees and quite a bit of sunshine while, you know, we're still freezing over here.
That's an oxymoron, a California winter, as you as you say. Well, I noticed also, I was looking at the Crushers. They're also in need of, or looking for host families, which is something kind of unique for the Frontier League, families that are able to house the players during the season. It has become quite a tradition over the years now with players staying in the area. It's kind of a neat setup that they have. I also see they've got a change now for Sunday baseball games. What time are we taking the first pitch now on Sundays?
2:05, so it's not a whole lot different than what it was a season ago. You know, for the first few years they did 5 o'clock, and now they're doing 2:05. They did 1:05 last year, and I think this is just a mixed reaction. You know, I think everybody's got their preference. Some people want it to be 5 o'clock, they want it to be later. Other folks love the idea that it's earlier in the afternoon. If you're to ask me, I think 2 o'clock's great. 1 or 2 o'clock are just fine. I've always liked that day baseball feel. I think you need at least one day out of the week where you get a small taste of that. You know, you play night games throughout the week. It's nice to change it up every now and again, you know. And I think if you play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think that gives you just enough leeway on both ends of that. You know, it's not too quick of a turnaround for the players after playing a 7 o'clock game on Saturday. Plus, a lot of Mondays are off in this league, too. So when you get that first game done, that gives those guys plenty of time to rest up and get ready for that next game, which is usually going to be on Tuesday. They have a few games and a few quick turnarounds on Monday. But when you play 2 o'clock, I just think it makes it easier on the players. And, again, I think you need at least one day out of the week where you're playing in a day baseball game type atmosphere. And that's one of my favorite atmospheres in all of sports.
Well, we'll be hearing a lot of your calls on WEOL this season. We've got select games that we'll be having on WEOL. And the way the schedule worked out, there's going to be quite a few road games. So we'll be traveling, getting the call of Bull on the road with some of the games throughout the season. But opening day comes up, the opening of the season for the Crushers coming up on May 15th. Against the Miners. Our guest this morning, Andy Bulbarsh, voice of the Lake Erie Crushers. Andy, thanks for sharing a bit of your Tuesday with us. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you guys very much.